Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Say on a fantastic Monday afternoon. How's everyone doing? Welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Sarita Thompson. Thank you so much for joining us last Friday evening. And remember, family, her new EP, Winner, is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play. But you know, as I've always said, if you're willing to go even a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. But as we switch reels and head over to the soulful side of soul, gifted vocalist, my goodness, captivating on the eyes, you better believe it, Nico Jordan, new hit single, Impress Me, from the upcoming album, Lifelong. So, on behalf of The Zone, of course, and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the incredible Nico Jordan, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, what's up?
Everything is wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. I'm really excited that I just released my single. I'm super, super excited.
Well, we're super excited to have you on the show. First and foremost, congratulations on a wonderful new single. And I can only imagine what all of us are expecting from you from the upcoming album, Lifelong. So what can we expect from Lifelong? What can you give us a little tidbit? What kind of music can we expect from Nico Jordan?
So my album is really upbeat. It's different from my last EP because my last EP was like really slow, but this one is more up tempo. It's urban R&B and a mixture of pop. The lyrics are more fun, more dance relatable, I guess you can say. And I'm just excited because it's so different from what I've done before, but it's more towards what I want to do. So
it seems to me that you're saying, you know what, it's on another level now. It's like an upgrade. It's like something that you really, truly believe in, but it's always been about growth. For you, how do you look at yourself right now as an artist? Can you see the personal growth from you?
I see a lot of personal growth. I started singing probably 6 years ago, like taking it seriously and for the first time. And I remember going to the studio and I had my song written and I went in there ready to record it. And the engineer was like, well, where are your harmonies and, you know, where are all your background vocals, your vocal pads? And I didn't even know what these things were. So he helped me a lot with that on my first project. And this time, I mean, it was all me. I came up with all of my harmonies, my vocal pads and everything. So just me being able to step out and do that on my own after 2 years of work was incredible for me. I'm just like, I definitely see a lot of growth, even in my writing.
Well, you know, it definitely resonates from the new hit single, of course, Impress Me. Now, for a person who has not had an opportunity to hear your music, for you, what could you say to the record-buying public out there? What would make you say, you know what, I need to go on iTunes or Amazon and purchase a Nico Jordan music, her EP, her album, her single? What is it about you that you bring to the table that separates you from other artists out there?
I'm really raw. I'm really raw and I'm really unique. My writing style, I feel like, is different from any other artist that you've heard before. Just really different. I'm not like, I guess you can say Rihanna or Beyonce or Janae Aiko. I feel like I'm in my my own lane, especially when it comes to my writing style.
And how would you describe your writing style?
I usually write a lot of slow, heartfelt songs, but my writing style is based off of my own experiences, especially from this album, Lifeline. I've really based it on my own experiences, off of my own relationship that I just went through. And there was like a lot of heartbreak, but there was a lot of things that made me say, forget this relationship, I'm going out tonight with my girls. So I just use a lot of my own experiences to write this album.
You know, the great thing about being an artist is that when we reach a certain level where we feel comfortable exposing ourselves, I guess showing a sense of vulnerability to the listening audience, saying, you know what, just because I'm doing this does not mean I don't go through everyday trials and tribulations like everyone else does. How long did it take for you to get comfortable to show that kind of side of you, that vulnerability side of you, and actually use it as a therapy to process it through your music?
I think it took me about 2 years because the first, my EP, Beautiful Beginnings, I wrote that as well. But those songs, I feel like I wrote them off of just hearing the beat, and it was just kind of like, oh, this sounds like it would go good on this beat. So I wrote it in that way, not so much basing my writing off of my own experience or even other people's experiences. So I feel like it took me about a year or two to even really start being comfortable and able to like pull from my own experiences and say, hey, I went through this. It's okay that I went through this. Somebody else may have went through the same thing, and then just feel comfortable actually recording it and putting it down on paper and saying, this is me.
I had to sit back and kind of think about that for a second. And the reason why I say that is because just listening to you and just kind of vibing with you is that it seems to me now you're in a state of mind where you have more creative control on who you are and what kind of product that you want to put out. What does it mean to have that level of control, especially being an independent artist?
I think it means that you get to show your authenticity, I guess you can say, because a lot of artists are like prepackaged, pre-made. They're doing with what somebody else wants them to do. They're dressing the way somebody else wants them to dress. And for me, just being able to like write my own experiences, and just because I wasn't able to do that before, and now I finally like went into this mode where I'm like, I can pull from inside of me. It feels really good, and it's like nice to have that control. You're not just doing it just because you're doing it, you know, because somebody else may have went through the same thing as you, or just because you want to like let out your own emotions. I've written songs that I don't necessarily like put out there because I may not feel like they're good enough, or I just don't want to use them for myself. But I've written these songs, and sometimes I just write just to, like, pour out. Like, I want to, like, get these feelings out of me. And so it just helps me. It's a release. So I just love being able to be myself and be real and not be afraid of what other people might think. Like, oh, what was she going through when she wrote this?
Right.
What was going on with her? She must be. I love that because you never know how many other people have went through the same situation as you, and honestly, a lot of people have.
Right, absolutely. But you know what? That makes a great artist. When a great artist is able to use their emotions and use their life experience, and they're able to process it through their music, it becomes more relatable to the listening audience because they can relate what that artist is going through because they've been through the same thing. Now,
you're
a very captivating young woman. So how difficult is it for you sometime to kind of separate the people that are there for you as a person instead of feeling that if I get in your mix or try to get, quote unquote, as the young people like to say, in your clique, knowing that they're there for you or just trying there to be there to get on the boat and they're not really into you as a person. They really care about you genuinely as a person.
So let me just start off by saying Nico doesn't have a lot of friends. My circle is very small. I keep my circle very small. I'm pretty good at being able to say this person is here for me, this person is definitely not here for me. And for the most part, I feel like if I can't quite figure you out, I'm willing to give you a try. I'm not just going to, like, shun you out and be like, oh, no, you're here for bad reasons. So I'm willing to give people a try, and then if you give me a reason to feel like you're not here for me or you're just trying to take from me, then that's when I can quickly say you're out of my circle because I don't need you here. And all of my friends, so I look for that when I look for people who are willing to come into my space. I'm looking for a certain amount of positivity. I'm really big on vibes. So
absolutely.
You have the right vibes. It's not that I don't like you. It's just that I don't feel like we'll click because you don't have that same energy that I'm looking for.
You know, that plays a huge part when you're in the studio working with a producer. How imperative is it for you as an artist to make sure that the producer that you are working with has mm-hmm. that kind of natural vibe with you and able to bring out the best of Nico Jordan?
It's funny that you asked me that because my producer is Shaka Harley. I met him probably 3 years ago. And I remember I went to the studio for a consultation and I told him, I was like, you know, I'm really big on vibes. I'm really big on energy. And there was like a weirdness in the room. And I was just like, I don't know how I feel about this, but I'm going to try to work with you one time and like, just see how I feel. And so I came back to the studio and we had an awesome time. It was great. We made beautiful music, like everything came out good, and he ended up doing my whole first EP for me, and now he actually produced this whole project for me, Lifeline. So it's so imperative to have those vibes and that energy with the producers because you don't want to get in there and it's be super awkward. You don't feel comfortable recording in front of them. You want it to kind of come together very naturally. And I think that even though the first time I went in there to, like, play him some of my old music, it was a little weird. The fact that I gave him that chance and I said, hey, let's go for it. And the first time we worked together was amazing. So I think that you have to have that right energy, that right vibe, and have the producer really be willing to work with you and just be authentic in the way that you view the music.
You know, as you just said, it's very important that the people that you surround yourself with are authentic and that are there for you, because this business can be very, very cutthroat at some times. For you, has it ever crossed your mind? Because at the end of the day, you are a brand. This is a business. How far reaching do you want to see your brand expand? Have you thought about possibly doing some modeling, maybe even some television, or even doing something on the big screen?
I've thought about doing it all. I've thought about clothing lines and broadening, of course, outside of music. And I've heard people say that I'm really animated. So sometimes I don't feel like that, I guess, because it's just me. It's my personality. But I've heard people say, like, oh, my goodness, like, have you ever thought about being an actress? And I'm like, oh, no, not really. But now that everyone's telling me I should, maybe, like, I'll, like, start taking some acting classes or something. But I would love to expand and of course, not just be stuck inside of music, but I've had people ask me if I model, too, and I would love to do magazines and editorials and all that.
Okay. Three words to you, and I want you to give me your feedback. When I mention loyalty, what does loyalty mean to Nico Jordan? Love.
Love. Yes. Love. Honesty and love.
Absolutely.
Like love is perfect. It's a perfect word for loyalty. Because I feel like if someone is going to be loyal to you, it's because they love you.
Absolutely. 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 Ambition. Do you consider yourself a very ambitious person?
I do. I I'm always out there. I'm fighting for what I want. I've had people, you know, tell me they don't really see it for me, or tell me I'm going to be stuck in the same job for who knows how long. I'm going to be doing something for the rest of my life. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, you see that for me, but that's not where I see myself. And I feel like where I see myself is more important than where anybody else sees me. So I'm very
I love the response. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this afternoon by the incredible Nico Jordan. We're going to the phone lines, going to area code 757-373. You're on the line with Nico Jordan, of course, the teddy bear caller. What is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
Yes, how you doing? My name is Ronald, and I'm calling. I wanted to ask a question.
Go right ahead, Ronald.
I want to know, as far as her direction is concerned, where does she see herself in the next 5 years?
Wow, in the next 5 years? Well, if I'm not signed by that time, I would love to have my own huge following and be able to, of course, have my own shows with the stadium sold out. Everyone's
hearing
my name. I love that. Definitely not something
that's
exciting.
That's exciting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Ronald, thank you so much for calling us. We truly appreciate it. So, sold out arenas, your own show. I see a bright future, definitely a bright future. And speaking of a bright future, her new hit single, Impress Me. What do you find so impressive about Nico Jordan?
Impressive about Nico Jordan. Let's see. Well, I would have to say my personality, of course, because I feel like people who aspire to be like singers, they feel like they have to kind of lose themselves, but for me, I'm just like this super goofy girl from Newport News, Virginia, super small here, not really too much to do.
Okay.
I haven't lost that, and I don't plan on losing it.
All right. That's what I like to hear. So without further ado, let's get into it. The new hit single from the incredible Nico Jordan from her upcoming album, Lifeline, here in the zone with Impress Me here on LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Well, I guess I'm just different than
the new single from Nico Jordan, Impress Me, available on iTunes. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Nico's official website. That's at NicoJordan.com. You can also catch up with her on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/AshleyNicole. And on Instagram, Nico Jordan Music. Well, I thank her so much for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, the Teddy Bear will be back on live this coming Wednesday, November, my goodness, November the 9th, with the incredible Miss Leela James. Lord have mercy, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new single, Don't Want You Back. That's going to be at 3 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also on Twitter, as at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. Also on Facebook at LOTL The Comfort Zone. Same thing for Instagram. But remember, while you're there at the official website, click on live. We got some music for you. No, not just any kind of music. 24-hour nonstop live streaming music, man. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And again, this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. No, it's not the Honey Lounge, but it's going to be a verbal penetration Saturday night as we get lost in beautiful, thought-provoking soul music. Ask and ye shall receive here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love. And my love, he does it good. Whoa. Does it good? And when the cover's bare, I still find something there in my love. It's understood everywhere with my love.
bit of Nina Vidal, My Love, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Yeah, we lost connection just a little bit with Diego, and I believe we have her back on the line. Nico, is that you, my love? Oh, I guess now we lost her. Oh, my goodness. That's unfortunate. But it's okay. It's okay. Again, family, remember the new hit single, Impress Me, is available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon. And be on the lookout for our upcoming album, Lifeline. And get all the latest updates. Be sure to stop by her official website. That's at NicoJordan.com. Also on Twitter. And also on Instagram. And again, we'll be live this coming Wednesday as we welcome the incredible soulful singer, yes, Lord, songstress extraordinaire, Miss Lila James, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new, yes, Lord, her new hit single, Don't Want You Back. So we look forward to that. But in the meantime, I want everyone to have a wonderful, wonderful evening, wonderful afternoon, whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast. Be safe getting home. We want you in one piece. And as in always, love you all. And remember, always keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Either win or lose.